Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Huckenberry. It may be difficult to convince anyone in Mexico that the death of Interior Minister Juan Camilo Moreno was anything like an accident, but he did die in a plane that crashed on Tuesday in Mexico City along with 14 people. And this Interior Minister is notable for the fact that he's the sort of number one in the war on drugs, fighting Mexico's powerful and violent drug gangs. So his death is notable for that reason alone. Joining us now is David Kuhn, a BBC Mexico analyst, joining us from London. David, the death of Juan Camilo Moreno is significant because it takes an enormously significant player out of the drug war. But are Mexicans likely to view the explanation that this is an accident, without a lot of skepticism?
Hello, good morning to you too. Well, the thing is, in Mexico, there is a big uncertainty at the moment. You can imagine that the media and the population is already speculating about this accident. A lot of people think it wasn't an accident, but the government insists it has no information available to think that it would be another thing but an accident. Anyway, they have promised to conduct a full investigation to determine the causes of this plane crash. However, as you mentioned it, the thing now regarding this uncertainty is that Mexico lost not only his interior minister, but also the person who was in charge of dealing with the drug cartels, with the insecurity of the country. And he was not only a minister, but he was also one of the closest collaborators and one of the closest friends of Mexican President Felipe Calderón. And along Mourinho also died José Luis Santiago Vasconcelos, who was a former assistant attorney general of Mexico, and who, according to several analysts, was one of the top officers in Mexico who knew how to deal with drug cartels. So it is, of course, a major blow for the Mexican government.
A real loss. Now, the recovery of the flight recorder from the plane, does that have any insights as to what may have happened?
Nothing at all. The Mexican government released the audio yesterday, and apparently what you can hear basically is that the airport is communicating with the pilot, and suddenly the pilot didn't respond, so the tower actually asked him, what's happening, can you hear us? But there's only silence. So there isn't an emergency call. Nobody sent an SOS message to the airport. So there was just silence. The plane suddenly disappeared from the radar.
Although that suggests
that's why they think that's an accident.
That suggests an air-to-ground missile, but I'm speculating here, and there's no evidence for that. What happens next? The drug war has been amazingly violent in Mexico over the last 6 months, partly for economic reasons. What happens next?
Well, what happened next is that Felipe Calderón will have to find someone who can replace Mourinho, basically. And the problem is huge because there isn't anybody on the Mexican political landscape that could suggest that he will find someone that he can trust to deal with this issue again. But however, he will have to find someone to help him in this drug war.
Well, there's three questions there. One, find someone you can trust, find someone who will even take the job, and then, do it quickly enough before things get out of control in the entire sort of drug cartel war. David Kuhn, BBC Mexico analyst from London, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Tremendous loss there in Mexico. The Interior Minister Juan Camilo Moreno killed on Tuesday in a plane crash in Mexico City.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.